There are tons of kids out there just trying to figure their way through this strange period. And some of them may be at home with you. We've been keeping up with a few kids at Community High in Ann Arbor. Let's listen to them. Here they are sharing their feelings on a hotline that Michigan Radio set up for them.
It is March 15th, it's Sunday, 10:30 at night. My first time calling the hotline for this corona thing. I don't know, it's just really scary. Because, like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Today I hung out with some friends, and my siblings are also gone. So I'm a little bit worried about when they get home, who they've been in contact and who those people have been in contact with to make sure they don't have it. So then I don't spread it to anyone else.
I'm not a huge fan of being at home all the time and not having things to do.
I've just been hanging out crafting. I like to design stationery using flower catalogs, like cutting them out and collaging. And I never get time to do that because it's really time consuming. So I've just been doing that.
I was just on a meeting call and my 4-year-old brother came in like half naked screaming at me. I was like, what is happening? Just trying to get stuff done around them. It's very difficult.
It's 7:24 on March 17th, 2020, and I'm on a walk with my family right now. We've been doing one or two walks a day to get us out of the house. Yeah, you guys have anything you want to say?
The grocery store was empty today.
Yeah, we're running out of things.
I'm going to go watch Netflix now and try to avoid the situation. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Voices of students from Community High School in Ann Arbor as they adjust to the new normal during the coronavirus outbreak. That audio postcard was produced by Rachel Ishikawa. Coming up, a year-long project capturing 365 Michigan sunrises and the pleasures of living in the moment.
For most of us, the sunrise is something we experience by happenstance on our commute to work, see it from the kitchen window, but we rarely make the sunrise the destination.
That's next on Stateside. Stay with us.